Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Jenny is off this evening. She is herding feral cats, is what I heard she's doing this evening.
Yeah, so, I had to laugh when I saw that, but then also was like, yeah, that's pretty much appropriate.
So we were, before we popped on here, we were in a tense conversation about writing reviews and being good about writing our reviews. Amanda, you are probably the best at writing reviews and getting them out early.
Yeah, but I don't always put them in every place they're supposed to go. So that's my problem.
Put them in the places
one place and I'd be like, oh, I should have put it here and here too. Yeah.
I went to NetGalley on Tuesday because I needed to write reviews for two or three books that were out on Tuesday. And my NetGalley ratio raised to 85%. And I was like, woo.
Oh, I haven't looked at my number for a while.
Then I realized I have 7 books still in June.
It's not as bad as May, though.
No.
It's because we went bananas. Like, we went rogue as a group on NetGalley, and that, I think, was the problem.
Also, I got the audio for If I Tell You, I'd Have to Kiss You.
Oh, I did, too.
I'm so excited for that.
Here, I'm just going to share these. I got these pretty covers in the mail. Let me tell you, I don't know what they did with these covers, but they feel like a linen
high end.
Yeah.
There's so more than a mat, like a linen almost.
It's like a linen.
Like a texture.
It has a texture to it. Hmm. It's so cool. Like, I honestly, I just want to pet them.
You're so weird. And then there's
Lindsay. Once you get these freaking books, you will feel exactly the same. So don't even tell me this.
I'll probably sleep with them under my pillow.
Then you might bend them. That would be wrong.
That would be wrong. And then there's Lindsay, who is like very good about not buying books in excess like the rest of us.
Okay, but then I have so many regrets and I'm like, why can't I just buy the books?
But Lindsay's good at keeping her budget unlike the rest of us.
Right. How many copies of Left of Forever do you have coming in the mail, Amanda?
At least 4.
Wait, what? There's 4 different ones. I know the Bookish Box one is the one that I'm going to wind up getting. I didn't order the paperback for that one. I'm just going to do, if she does it, the Bookish Box one so it matches the other Savor It.
Yeah.
I did not get the other one that you guys did. Was it Eternal Embers?
Yes. Did Eternal Embers.
But I was like, I need to stop.
I did that do one. You, I did the Aardvark, which just came out, and then I did two of the regular paperbacks. Well, no, it's a hardback.
Lindsay, I did 2 of the paperbacks signed with character art. So if I have an extra, I'll send it to you, and then you can have the regular paperback.
For Left of Forever. I didn't do the pre-order ones either. Yeah,
I did.
No, I didn't.
2 different places, okay, just in case. You. So I got one.
We got you.
But it's not like Iced Out by Veronica Eden that I have.
Oh yeah, I have a lot.
I have
of that
zero
one.
Copies of that book. I will say,
don't brag. It's not a good look.
No, but I have like multiple copies of other things. Okay. So I'm just saying that specific one I have 0 copies of. But Savor It, I have like 4 copies of already.
So that ends our discussion of Hello, my name is Becky, and I have a book problem.
You're in good company, though.
We are in good company. So on this episode, we are reviewing Bad Wedding by Elise Faber. This is our last wedding selection before our movie night next week. And we'll talk about that a little bit at the end of the episode. But before we get into Bad Wedding, was this anyone's first Elise Faber?
It was mine.
It was yours.
Oh, really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I will say, when I moved from Virginia, I did have one of the hardback Elise Faber signed books of her hockey series, and I loved it, and like my Jiffy Kate, it is gone. Like, just poof. It's bye-bye. Very sad.
That's the worst.
That sucks.
So sorry. Okay, who wants to read all the things about Bad Wedding?
I will.
Okay, go ahead, Lindsay.
Go, Lindsay.
Okay, so things to know. It was released July 12th, 2020. The tropes are jilted bride, runaway groom, bakery owner, second chance protective hero. The series name is Billionaires Club, which has like 19 books, by the way. This is like nine of them. I think it's 17, actually. Type of series of standalones, point of view, third person, put out percentage 19. Audio narrators for everyone who did the audiobook is Avery Karras. And where is it available? It's wide audio, ebook, it's on Hoopla. You can get all the whole series, I think, is in Hoopla,
I
an
think so
audio
too.
and
Ebook.
ebook.
Yeah, it's available pretty much everywhere. You can like your book or like the ebook or the audio, like pretty much everywhere you get your books, you can find it.
So for this series, I read the first four. I didn't read the two in between because I think this is book seven. It's book
Nine, I
nine.
think.
Nine. So I read the first four. I didn't read the next ones. I've read this one, and I think I've read one or two on the other side of this one. I think they stand alone. I think that's something Elise Faber does really well, but I'm really curious what you think, Amanda.
Yeah, I actually do think this is a standalone, because I didn't, I guess some of the characters you meet here have books like further down the line, but I didn't feel like I should have gotten some other backstory for Molly and Jackson. So yeah, I think it stands alone.
Molly and Jackson absolutely kind of stand out on their own, because Molly's kind of a peripheral character in the beginning of the series. She's not best friends and in everything with the other previous
She's
book.
like adjacent.
I can say though, when I opened it and I saw the character list for this series, I was like, oh no, what have you gotten me into? Like I was like, it was
That,
daunting.
yeah, but that is one thing I will say about Elise Faber is more often than not, her pages are not crowded with characters. Like she gives you those character lists, I think, like as like a helping tool, but not a lot of times you won't see half the characters in the book.
I could see it, especially like if I had read the others and I was coming into this one like a little bit later and I needed like a refresher. Like I think that's like a great thing to have, but as coming in like never having read any of the series, I was
You
like,
were
oh
scared.
no. But it was fine.
I will say one of the things that I like about an Elise Faber book, they're never overly long. Like 350 pages, I think, is a long book for her.
I don't even think she's hit 350 pages.
I think in some of the hockey ones, like the ones that are the,
It's true, it's possible.
those are a little longer. Her KTS series is a little, that's her suspense series. I think those tend to hit right around 320. But I do find that her writing is tight, the pacing is snappy, and I don't feel like we spend too much time on one thing when she writes.
Well, she doesn't waste a lot of words. Like when you get scenes and things like that, like they're purposeful. Like she doesn't, there's not a lot of waste on her
Oh, I
pages.
forgot about her trilogies. Jenny would like me to remind us all that she does write trilogies on occasion.
Yeah, she has two, three hockey
Jeez,
trilogies
yeah.
ish.
Jenny, aren't you supposed to be herding feral cats tonight? That's what we heard.
She needed a break.
She needed a break.
I was trying when the text came through, I was trying to find a good gif of like feral cats, but I could not find one. I was disappointed.
I did the audio. I really liked it. I thought it was really well done. Jenny also did the audio. She enjoyed it as a quick, light suspense read, not super intricate. Just don't piss off the Russians, is what she took away from it.
I did not do this audiobook. I Because this is a reread for me, so I just skim through it. But I typically really enjoy Avery Karras as a narrator.
So this was a second chance romance. So, Lindsay, because you are our most critical, particularly in second chance, was this a believable second chance? Did Jackson do enough to make up for leaving Molly at the altar?
Just gonna say the circumstances under which their relationship ended are like what I would need to ever give you a second chance. Anyone.
Okay.
Like hold a grudge and then some. Yeah, like
Charlie, know
and then
this.
he took a bullet for her. He saved her life.
He like,
that is the only. That was his only. That was the only way he got redeemed for me, because there was no other way he was. I was buying it. I was.
He was
not
floundering.
Having it until he got shot. So we'll just.
Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't believing him coming back.
No, I mean, I also think I was in a mood when I started it, and I didn't like him at all. So
he's hard to like. I do think he's hard to like. He's so freaking arrogant.
Yeah, and I also thought she was like, you know, I thought she forgave him like a little too quickly. She was a little too quick to jump back in the saddle for me. And like, honestly, if he hadn't gotten shot, I probably would have been really mad.
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean, the getting shot thing was, you know.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, it's okay now. Like,
you took a bullet. I will say it takes a minute, but Molly does become this fiery, you know, spitfire. She throws the cookie plate, doesn't back down. Like, but it takes a minute for us to get there.
Yeah. Well, I think that, like, as the story progresses, she really recognized, like, how far she has come, like, since he walked away. Like, she, like, hit a rock bottom, and she built herself back up. Like, she didn't need somebody else to do that. Like, she is successful. Like, yes, he helped get the bakery, like, off the ground, but, like, she has done the work. She has made the effort. She is, like, a one-woman show of power. Like, she's a boss bitch.
She is
not so much a bitch.
And in pacing in that beginning portion there, it felt really rushed. So not only do you not, you have problems kind of connecting to Jackson. Don't you agree that first like 20%, like when they sleep, it's really rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Like the first whole half of the book, I'm like, do you only like him because, you know, the bedroom times are great?
Yep.
I mean, come on. Like, I agree with Amanda. Like, it was, if he hadn't gotten shot and taken the bullet, like, he was hard to like as a hero. He is not my book boyfriend. He's not my book boyfriend ever.
No. But so one of the things in Second Chance Romance that I kind of get caught up in and bogged down in is the attitude of the past is the past. We're going to just move forward from it. In this book, I feel like it happens really fast.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to see him grovel on his knees a little more. Like,
we didn't really grovel at all. He just like showed up and was like, she's gonna like, I don't have to do any work. Like, she's gonna like get, we're gonna get back together. Like, once he's like, I'm going to just keep showing up because I need to. And that's something too. It's like, he doesn't tell her that like, he wants to be there. It's like, I need to be here because of these things.
I just think his re-entry needed more emotion. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he basically shows up and like okay. So the way that played out, like him showing up because of what I guess her wanting to buy out his stake in her business. Like, mm-hmm. He didn't show up for that, but he did. He chose to show up for that. And then, like, they just moved so fast because he shows up for that. And then don't they, like, bang in her office?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he leaves and they don't talk again for a month until he figures out that the mom is paying more attention.
Then Dan comes and tells him, like, you were a dumbass because you went there. But yeah, they bang like right away.
Yeah.
I mean, but I do feel like the chemistry was believable, even if she was just using him to scratch an itch.
I mean, she needed a good bang on her desk.
The banging was steamy. The chemistry worked. Like, I didn't mind the banging. I wanted just another layer of emotion that wasn't quite there.
Well, him,
I wanted them to talk rather than him leaving for another month after, you know, it's been 4 years. They come back together. They have this one moment in time and then there's like another month gap. So I was
you know, it's like he pieces out like as soon as she's like, this was a mistake.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, well, I'm done. And then it's like, how is that like showing you that you still care for her in
And then he
any
just
way?
sends her the papers signed for a
Yes,
dollar. And I was
mails for
like,
the
okay.
papers. Like, I couldn't have done
Yeah.
that the first time around.
Okay,
He
so
could
Amanda.
have. And he acknowledges that. He acknowledges
He
that.
does, yes.
And then, like, the whole situation, and I understand, like, staying away again because, like, things aren't entirely done, but he didn't find out for, like, a month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so it was like that didn't make sense because if he was really serious about trying to get her back, he would have been in that shop every flipping day.
Agree.
Like, no. I don't know.
It's okay.
But there's other things too, because like they both entered this reconnection phase having thoughts about their relationship before. Like his thoughts were about how, like, just protecting her, but like her thoughts were like, we really actually didn't work very well the first time through because of all of these things. It was necessary to break up, but they didn't, like, they kind of glossed through those issues, especially his issues, like his attachment issues with like the stuff with his parents. Like, that was really just kind of like, let's put that in there. We're over it, moving on. We're good to go now. I was like, okay.
I do have one question for Amanda that came up while I was reading this book. There was an overuse of terms of endearment.
Yeah.
What were your thoughts on this, Amanda? Because you have very strong opinions about nicknames.
It was a little cringy. I mean, and I love a good baby like here and there, but it was like you haven't seen her in 4 years and you're coming out with these little cutesy nicknames. And I was like, that just made me even more mad at him. I didn't love it. I just kind of skimmed over that part.
As I was listening to them and hearing, because this was a reread for me also, as I was like skimming through them, I'm like, oh, I wonder if Amanda threw her Kindle yet. What are the chances Amanda's finishing this book?
I honestly, like, at first I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this. And I was like, well, if anything, I'll just skim it because I didn't want to miss
You
the
can
last
Leah
Wednesday
it.
before our break. But I was like, no, after I was okay after a little bit.
Could just Leah it.
I love
Hey.
throw a pan at him.
You wanted to throw a
Yes.
pan at him?
Immediately upon seeing him, throws the pan. I was like, yes, I
Well,
would
that's
have.
the thing. He walks in and says hi, like it's like the next day.
Yeah, I mean, if this had been like 4 months as opposed to 4 years, it might have been a little more believable for me. But I was like, 4 years? And you're just strolling in like nothing happened. After, mind you, he told the cops that she was harassing him on their wedding day. Like, that's the part I was like, no, sir. We are, I
Well, and
am,
also, like, he
no.
didn't show up on her wedding on their wedding
Yeah.
day. Like,
She's at
that's the thing.
the police station, and then when she sees him, he's like, she like goes to hug him because she's like so relieved that he's okay and not in the hospital or whatever. And he's like, "You better get off of me, or I'm gonna get a restraining order." What? No. Like, yeah, you better have taken a dang bullet for this girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So there is a light suspense plot. It is not heavy in suspense. It's enough to keep you turning the pages, I think.
Yeah.
What were our thoughts overall on the suspense element within this book?
It was really light, but I can say that I really appreciated the fact that she did not balk at the protection, that she was
Yeah.
like, okay, there are mobsters like after you. Like, I am going to accept the protection. I may not like it, but you can put cameras here. Like, I may not love it, but I will go stay at your house. Like, she's not sitting there saying she can handle it herself, which I really appreciated.
Yeah.
Well, and it was one of those things with the way, like the company, the type of company he owns, and like where that suspense element came in, it didn't seem far-fetched.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you read a book, like sometimes the suspense element seems really far-fetched. Like you don't understand how like that happened, but like it made sense with the way that like the pieces played
Yeah.
out.
So Karen in the YouTube chat, she says this wasn't one of her strongest books of the series. Bad Bridesmaids is in the top three, in her opinion. One of the reasons we picked this is because we were going for Jilted Groom, Jilted Bride with all of our picks this month. But the other piece of it is And I agree. I like The Bad Bridesmaid. I think that's a great book. The other thing that this shows, though, is in a long series, an author can have ups and downs, right?
Yeah.
Like you can have a stellar book and the next book is just okay. They're not bad, but they're not the most exceptional. And one of the things I think that readers, as readers, we have to recognize is that, like, because as a reread, I found more issues with him than I did the first time I read it. But I wasn't as seasoned as a reviewer. I wasn't as intense in my thoughts, or my time wasn't as finite. Like, I had more time to read when I read this in 2020. I don't have as much time to read now in 2025. Yeah. And again, my reading has changed. I still think it's a quality book. Like, there weren't any glaring... I didn't notice any plot holes, glaring plot holes in this book. Did anyone have any of those?
No. And she... No. It honestly, like, Elise Faber, like, it's rare to find a plot hole.
Yeah.
Like, they're well-edited, well-structured books. So, like, the book itself, like, whether or not you love the characters or love the book, it's always a well-written book.
Yeah. Well, and that's something that I find, especially with her books, you know, because the conversation has been happening cyclically about indie authors that release so fast, right? You know, Elise Faber has been releasing this fast since she came on the scene in 2016.
Yeah.
She releases a new book, I think, almost every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks.
It's 3 to 4 weeks, yeah.
But her stories are tight. It might not be the perfect story for you at that moment, but the stories are tight. There's never any glaring plot holes. I feel like there were no strings untied up in this book. Did you feel unresolved in this book?
No.
So I do think that while this might not be our favorite in the series and it might not be the favorite, Elise Faber, that's out there, it is a really good example of that you can write frequently and release frequently and have a truly well thought out, tight plot and storyline.
Mm-hmm.
We might not just like him because he's dumb.
There's character choices that I don't particularly love, but like as a story I really enjoyed it start to finish. They're really quick, easy reads.
Yeah.
And it's just like very satisfying to read something that fast and not hate it.
That's the thing with an Elise Faber book, like she's in that mac and cheese realm where it's like, I know, like if I need a book, like I can count on her to give me something that will be well done and I will enjoy it.
And there's no fluff. Like, I'm really over the fluff.
There's a lot of fluff out there.
And it's not really a vibe either. She hits the romance beats of a story that I expect a romance to have.
Yep. It's almost category because she has like a structure to it. It's a little bit longer than category typically is.
Right. She's probably about 15,000 words more than the longest of category, which is interesting that that's her voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love category. And if I think about it, Jackson himself is kind of typical of a category hero.
He really is, yeah. But if you kind of look at her backlist, a lot of her heroes are more category-esque.
Yeah, because we don't often get deep emotional layers and unpacking in category. So that's an interesting question for you, Amanda. If this had been labeled category, so if this was a Harlequin Presents, would you have been as angry? And you still probably would have been frustrated, but would you have been as angry or frustrated? Or would your expectations have been, oh, this is category, it's not going to be as...
My expectations would have been different if it was category, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really interesting to bring that piece up, Leah. How smart of you, Leah.
It happens
all the good ideas tonight. Sorry. We didn't really talk today. I'm feeling extra sassy.
Yeah, and I think part of it was like I was irritable when I started it, so he hit my wrong nerve too. So
no, but I can see why you did. But that's the thing, like category, there's almost a type for the hero. The heroines are different typically, but like heroes, like there's it's almost a stereotype. typical like category, like hero. And I will say, like Elise Faber, like she has a tendency to write those. Not always,
No,
but
but
she has a tendency
it
to.
makes me think about that Brenda Jackson book we did because he was an idiot too, and we were all like, "Oh,
Yes.
you're so dumb." But yeah, it was not as
But you know
annoying.
its
Yeah,
category,
but
so
I knew
going
it was,
into it, like
yeah.
you're expecting that dumbness.
So I think that's really interesting because she does write a shorter book. She writes a tighter story like that. It's not as much fluff, like Lindsay said, and it really does have a category voice. So if we look at Bad Wedding set within the realm of category, I wonder if our critiques would be a little
I don't think they would
different.
be different, but I think we would have went into it differently.
Okay.
I mean, he made some really bad
Lindsay
choices.
cannot let
He
it go.
does.
He's so dumb.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
Because
that,
the
yeah, it's
Brenda
that
Jackson
opening.
one, like
It's, yeah.
we talk about like how dumb he was and like how we didn't love like his choices, but like we expected those things because he's a category hero. So I think that would have been the same thing. We would have had the same discussion, but the expectation of it happening would have been there.
You know, and there, this makes me think about another thing too. I think if it were heavier on the suspense and he was more the one like doing the protecting, I probably would have had less a problem with it then too.
Oh, interesting.
Like in a
Because
Susan
he would have been
Stoker
an
book,
asshole.
like yeah, if he was more of an alpha hole as opposed to just being
Dumb.
dumb, yeah, I would have had less of a problem.
So
I
interesting.
actually liked that he wasn't the protective alpha
I did
hero
too.
because like we get so much of that and like we don't get very many books like with this kind of take, so it felt very fresh. Full agree that I probably would have liked him more if he
Yeah,
were,
that's all. Yeah, that was the only point I was making.
but I think like him not being that, like the decisions that he made wound up being like, okay, this guy is just like working things out. Like he's very human. He's very human
Well, and
about
it's nice that he's the protector, but he's not like
Yeah.
the protector at the same time.
Well, and I think he stayed in his place. He stayed in
He
his
did.
line.
He did.
He was a billionaire, a businessman. It wasn't about trying to be everything for everybody. He hired the
Well,
protection.
he recognized his like capabilities. Like, yes, jumping in front of a like a bullet that he can handle. But like full on protection, that's a little out of his purview.
Yeah, and I was even when they go to like, you know, save her or whatever, and he's like out there after he's been shot. I was like, no way, dude. I'm like,
Sit down.
I'm
You're
like,
gonna stay in
you
the
are not the
car.
person to power through an injury here.
Right. Karen asks in the YouTube chat, who was dumber, him or freaking Nico? Freaking Nico. Every
Nico,
time.
hands down, will always be the
That's
dumbest
like the gold
book
standard.
hero of
Dumb. Yeah, I'm like, I
stupid
had no
heroes.
problem with him. Like, I.
Wait, you have a problem with who?
That I
She
didn't have
doesn't
any
have a
problem
problem
with
with
Nico.
Nico.
Can
He
we just spoil this
started
for
to
people who don't
marry
know?
another woman.
Yeah, exactly. He married another woman. I'm
But
sorry.
I
I'm
think part of
doing
it is
that.
like we
I'm
have
gonna.
complained about him so much that Amanda went into it
Yeah,
with like
you guys
really
had
low
been complaining like so
expectations.
you like it had been like a long time before I finally read it and I was like, it's not that bad.
He was literally the worst because Becca was such a smart, dynamic,
Yeah.
and kind of
I
just
do
like
love her.
Molly
Good. She
is.
just was a good person.
Yeah. Like these
Also,
strong
she
heroines with
could have
stupid men.
just married the person she loved in the first place.
Right.
Nico
But
didn't
also,
have to
like,
be
had
involved
he
with that.
told Becca, like, I need to do this because she's like not out, Becca would have been like, do what you need to do. She would have been very understanding. Very understanding.
He's lucky
We're
we didn't
totally
fully
reviewing a
watch
different
that.
book now.
Like she was
No,
very tolerant.
it was we
We should
didn't
have
do it
watched
this
that
time
on this
though.
at some point because I don't think we've ever like.
We haven't group reviewed him. No, it was
No.
Carolina and I did that review, I think, of that episode. We probably
I
should
feel like
reread
we
it
don't
and
need to
revisit.
group review him. Like we have bitched about him enough that a group
But
review
we
is
could do
not
it more.
necessary.
It's therapeutic.
It's
I know, but I don't
therapeutic.
know if I could read that again. I might just. I don't know if I can
Jenny
handle
brings
that
up that
again.
this is the only book we read for all of these wedding, jilted bride, runaway groom, sip and discuss books where the original couple is the one who gets married.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody else, so none of the other ones that we were in were second chances.
Well, because we have a hang up with Second Chance. Full disclosure, if you've never listened, we have issues with Second Chance.
But when we like them, we really like them.
I was gonna
Also
say,
true.
because there's a
Left of
review
Forever is a Second
episode.
Chance, and we love
There's a
that.
review episode of Left of Forever coming out to Patreon exclusive that says differently.
We had to cut ourselves off, so just
Right?
get prepared for a review that doesn't really end. Just kind of.
It doesn't end because we ran out of time.
Stacy says this is the group review, a two for one.
Yeah, there you go.
Kinda is.
But that's the thing, like when we find the second chances that work really well, we like shout about them. It is just hard for us to find a second chance that works really well. Because a lot of times it's so stupid that they broke up in the first place, or like the reason they come back together makes zero sense.
Or somebody was a whore and the other person was virginal, and then Leah gets ragey.
It has to make sense, people.
Just saying. Don't make Leah rage. Okay, is there anything else about Bad Wedding that you guys want to talk about before we do all of our other stuff? Because we have to remember, like, we now have to make our mixtape.
Oh, I'm ready
Are you ready?
for the mixtape,
I did the
but
mixtape
I didn't do that.
too.
I didn't do that.
Didn't
Okay.
see? I didn't do that. I didn't do it. Oh.
Usually I don't do it either, but Amanda sent something in the group chat, so I was like, oh, I should do that.
Okay, well, first we'll
Thank
do our thumbs up, thumbs down. So, Lindsay, was this a thumbs up or thumbs down read for you?
Thumbs up. I really enjoyed it. It was fast, re easy read, low commitment, super fun.
Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumbs sideways.
I'll say thumbs up. It was an easy read, even though it took me a minute to get into it. And I was intrigued by, is it Lena? Lena? However, however you say her character. Like, I don't know if she gets a book,
She
but like
does.
I was intrigued enough with her that I want to read that, and I would read other books in the series. Yeah.
So you would read Elise again.
Yeah, 100%.
Perfect.
Well, and Dan gets a book. He's in the KTS
I did
series.
see that in the
Yeah.
in the back of this
I
one.
bet you would like that KTS series.
Probably, yeah. I was looking at that. Is that where is Lena get her book in that series?
I
Is
can't.
that the
No,
one?
she's
She,
somewhere
I think
else.
she's
She's
in
somewhere
this
else?
bad
Okay.
series. I think she's in this bad series.
Okay.
I don't remember, but
I don't know.
she
I'll
does
find
get a
out and I'll
book,
let you know.
but that is one thing with Elise Faber too, is she has a lot of books, so sometimes it's hard to find the characters.
It is.
In a lot of like almost all of her worlds are intertwined in some way.
So, Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down for Bad Wedding by Elise Faber.
It's a thumbs up. I always enjoyed Elise Faber book. This one's not my favorite of hers, but I would definitely like wreck her all the time.
This is a thumbs up for me. I think this is kind of mac and cheese, easy read. It's fast. And now that you have Lindsay smartly or Leah smartly brought up category, it makes more sense why I like Elise Faber because category is my mac and cheese read. Those are the easy reads for me. Okay. If you had to make a mixtape for Bad Wedding, what songs would be on your mixtape? And Lindsay, you're welcome to look at my list if you want to borrow any. Leah, who you got on your mixtape?
Okay, I have four songs tonight. Thank you very
What?
much. So I have Pink Rabbits by The Lone Bellow. Wish You Are Where Are You Now by Mumford and Sons,
Oh,
Second
that's good.
Chances by Imagine Dragons, and I Wish I Was by the Avett Brothers.
Okay.
Oh, those are all really good. Thank
Amanda,
you. I was really proud of
I'm
those.
proud of you. Amanda, what's on your mixtape?
So I have Not Ready to Make Nice by the Chicks because I was not ready to make nice with Jackson until he got shot. I have Stronger by Kelly Clarkson and Lose You to Love Me by Selena Gomez because they both kind of like it points to like Molly's growth after Jackson left, and she's like, I needed this to happen for, me to grow and become who she is now. And then I have Rainbow by Kacey Musgraves because I feel like her bakery was her rainbow. It was like the shining part, in this despair that or whatever, like after their breakup. And then my last one was If the World Was Ending by JP Sachs featuring Julia Michaels, because I feel like, if the world was ending, like they would find each other, like they were meant to be together.
That's smart. Lindsay, do you want to borrow any or did you come up with any on your own?
I came up with one on my own, and I'm just going to say Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus because that is Jackson's whole personality.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a
That's a
good
good
one.
one. I also had Selena Gomez, but I had Back to You and Kill 'Em with Kindness. Someone Loved You by Lewis Capaldi. I Forgot That You Existed by Taylor Swift. You Should
Nice.
Be Sad by Halsey. Stay by Rihanna featuring Miki Eko. And then I had a bunch of others, but I'll list them on the website so we don't have to go through all of them. I'm really, this is so silly. I wasn't sure about Summer Reading Challenge. Like, I just wasn't sure how it was going to work. If people were going to embrace it, was this going to be hard for us or easy for us? I'm actually
Well, it's
really
because you
having a
and I
lot
don't
of.
like the playlist.
Well, we never like author playlists. Like, we're so grumpy. But
We
I
are.
have to
I
say,
am enjoying.
I'm enjoying
I love
coming up with
it.
my own playlist and mixtape for these books.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it too, and I brought back my reading journal for this one.
Yay! Look
Ooh.
at that.
Anyway, you can't see it very well because I have terrible lighting. But yeah, I was very excited. I was very motivated. This is the first year in, I think, 2 years since I've actually
Got
done like my all-out crazy summer reading plan.
fun. Okay, so if people liked this book, what book should they be reading? Anybody have any suggestions?
I have a couple, I think three.
Okay.
I have Codename Libra by Janie Crouch. It's in
Oh,
her
that's a good
Zodiac
one.
Tactical. They're not getting married or anything, but it's Landon and Bethany, and she's actually a baker as well. She's going to design the cake for her sister's wedding. Her sister is getting married to her ex. Landon is there undercover, like going after one of the guests at the wedding. And so he's pretending to, he's pretending to be her assistant. And then some people are being mean to her, so he tells everyone he's her fiance. So that's probably one of my favorite ones in that series. I like that one a lot. And
Yeah, it's good.
then I had Do Not Fall in Love by Jackie Lau, just for the baker portion. I think that one's a lot of fun. It's Lindsay and Ryan. He's an actor taking some time off, and they have like a meet cute. There's a celebrity baking show. And then I had just the Hot Cake series by Erin Nicholas, just because I kind of leaned into the whole baking thing.
Yeah, I
So
love that
that
series.
works.
Lindsay, do you have any books that people liked this they should read?
No, I brought nothing but my opinions in preparation for this episode. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
That's okay.
We adore your opinion, so it
We
works. It's
do.
fine.
That's really all we need from you. I
Leah.
have two. I have The Last Second Chance by Lucy Skor. I
On
went
my
the
paper, it
second
says
chance.
lucky score.
I've just fixed that.
Was dying. I'm like, who's
You
lucky?
should check the show notes and see if I copy and pasted lucky. And then I have Whispers of You by Katherine Cowles. Like that second chance, it's they've been apart for about 10 years. Like he's coming home. There's some emotional baggage there, and it has the suspense element if you want that.
So I went with Almost Heaven by Judith McNaught. I did a Should You Read It on this over on Patreon. Every Little Piece of Me by Lexi Ryan. I leaned into the second chance. So
Yeah.
these are more of my favorite second chances. Broken Mile by Claire Kingsley. One Way Back to Me by Carrie Ann Ryan.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Callum by Sawyer Bennett. The Darkest Hour by Maya Banks. You got that second chance. You got that suspense. He's
Yeah.
a dumbass. Like, it
He's a
works. He's so
dumbass.
dumb. And then The Tycoon by Molly O'Keefe, which it's part of a four-book multi-author series, and I really enjoy that series. So, that's what I have for recommendations.
Some good books on these
Yeah.
lists. Some good books, yes. So that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Bad Wedding by Elise Faber. We'll be back Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the YouTube, but then in your podcast feed after we're done, where we are going to chat about Summer Reading Challenge. You will get our summer TBRs and songs that are on our mixtapes. And friends, I do promise to write some like outlines tomorrow for you because there's no show doc at all.
I was
That's
just bringing
fine.
my TBR. My mixtape was going to be a hot mess. So
I, yeah.
just lean into it. That's fine.
that's what we have Jenny and Amanda for.
You guys watched it yet?
What
Watched what?
next week's movie?
Oh, she's talking about the movie.
She's talking about the movie. Okay, so we are going to do a group watch along Friday night, June 6th at 9 p.m. in Discord for your cordially invited in prep for next Wednesday's episode. Your cordially invited is currently streaming on Amazon Prime. It's free with your Prime membership. I have watched it. I'm really excited for everybody else to get to watch it and to chat about it. I have thoughts, but I will not ruin them. Have you watched it yet, Lindsay?
Yeah, I did. I did watch it. My husband, like, I was watching it by myself, and like, he was doing other stuff, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna watch a movie because I'd hurt my foot and I was bored and stuck on the couch. And he like stopped what he was doing to like go watch the movie with me.
Are you with us next week with your opinions?
Oh, for sure.
Perfect. Perfect.
I'm gonna rewatch it. I don't think I can on Friday, but I'm gonna rewatch it for next week.
Perfect. Anyway, thanks everyone for joining us for this episode. Until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.